Welcome back to Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love. It is Friday evening. I'm chilling with my daughter watching Emily in Paris, which is a really type of weird type of show. It's really not my vibe, but my daughter's been watching it, so I've been kind of uninterestedly watching it. And now, all of a sudden, we're on Series 2, Episode 2, Do You Know the Way to Saint-Tropez? Now it's interesting because Emily have fallen in love with a person that is the ex-boyfriend now of a friend. It's really weird. It's really complicated and it's kind of hard to explain, but it's very interesting, to be honest. Like, I'm really kind of feeling it. So what I might do is go back and rewatch series one and then do a full recap comparing it to series two and just go from there. But right now, I don't really know. This isn't my cup of tea. I actually wouldn't have chosen this, you know, type of series, but I'm actually liking it. It's really interesting. And it's weird because what? It's 10 something at night and me and my daughter is chilling and I'm drinking wine, which getting over COVID, you know, you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. But hey, I'm stressed enough, honey. And I'm just trying not to think about everything that I'm going through. And I'm trying not to give any negative things life. Like, people still complain about wearing masks and people still saying, oh, it doesn't make any sense to be vaccinated compared to unvaccinated. Look, I've been COVID-free since this virus came to life. I wash my hand, I social distance. I'm very mindful where I go. When I go places, I try to wear gloves. If I don't have gloves, I sanitize and I wash my hands. Even with a disinfect wipe, after I get out of that place, I wipe my steering wheel, even the handles to both of my vehicles and my seatbelt. And then when I get home, I wash my hands and stuff like that too. And for the most part, I change clothes. So I have done everything that I'm supposed to do. However, I didn't catch COVID because I was out and about and I was doing, living my best life. I caught COVID from my own daughter, who's been out hanging out with her friends, going to concerts, living their best life. And they felt that they were immune. They felt that they wouldn't catch COVID. And they showed, to be honest, no regards to me or my disabled daughter. So, and yes, I'm vaccinated. I didn't get the booster, but I am vaccinated. And I got vaccinated to protect her. And I don't regret it. And when I caught COVID, the first 2 or 3 days was the most horrible for us, the aches and the fever. The worst part of everything that I'm going through, to be honest with you, is the coughing and the congestion. That is the worst part for me. Every year, working in the medical field, I always catch some type of sinus infection, some type of cold. I've had the flu. I've had different things working in the medical field because patients have brought it back to me. So it's easy to catch bacteria and germs from other people and end up sick. So I wasn't hard on my daughter for bringing COVID back to me. But because COVID is a deadly virus, and I know people that have lost their lives due to complication from COVID, it bothers me on so many levels that people want to downplay it and people want to make the narrative not be what it is to make them feel comfortable. Even the narrative that people are running up numbers just so they could say COVID patients died. Well, doctors get paid by the number of patients that they see. Doctors get paid the more they have to see those patients. So when people die, doctors are not getting paid for dead patients when they're gone. So you get paid for the service that you give. You can bill insurance and Medicaid when you actually can assist these patients and you actually can say, hey, I saw this patient Monday through Thursday or Monday through Sunday. Even when it comes to nurses, to be honest with you, nurses would benefit more from seeing patients because nurses get paid by the hour. But I'm just trying to understand, what do these nurses and doctors get out of killing these patients are making these patients sicker than what they are, to the point where they're deadly, when majority of these hospitals are sending these patients home after 3 and 4 days, or at least trying to send them home after 3 or 4 days. You know, it just doesn't make sense of the things that people keep repeating and keep saying. Getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated does not prevent you from catching COVID. Getting vaccinated is just another layer of protection, just like the flu injection, the flu vaccine, just like the pneumonia vaccine. It's just a layer of protection to help you if you were to come in contact, catch the virus, catch the flu, just the symptoms to be more easy on you or prevent death. That's really all this vaccine is for. The point of them pushing the vaccine is to help decrease and minimize the spread of the vaccine so they could put a handle on it. If everybody's getting vaccinated and everybody's doing their part, then it makes it less, it decreases the increase of numbers of people getting sick and people getting infected from this virus. That's all it is supposed to be about. I don't have the energy to entertain it. And it also is exhausting and draining to hear these things that people are saying when you know the facts and you know the science. So I made it my business that when it comes to family, friends, or whomever, I'm not going to put any energy into debating with them or trying to convince them on their health and to take things serious or not take things serious. And a lot of, even if you don't believe in getting vaccinated or whatever, just the common decency of wearing a mask and social distancing and washing your hands can go a long way with also helping with this virus. But people don't even want to do that. So all these selfish, inconsiderate people that wants to keep spreading lies and keep spreading a narrative that fit them, I don't feel sorry for whatever you go through. I don't. I pray for better for this country. And I'm just going to leave it at that before it's me just, oh my God, how I can't continue to put that kind of energy into that. Because at some point, you have to use the common sense that God gave you. And that's just the bottom line to it all. I also got a question, again, I keep getting these questions about the 50-50 in relationships and the comment of what women or men bring to the table in relationships. I'm going to say like this. If you have taken the time to get to know a man or a woman and you have spent time knowing and learning who they are and understanding how they need to love you. Now, you can't make a person love you the way you want to be loved, but you can put that picture out. You can create those boundaries and those structures to help a person understand what your love language is and how you want to be loved. And it's ultimately up to that person to love you the way you need and want to be loved. But when you put in the energy and the time to understand that person, to get to know that person, to understand their likes and dislikes, their goals, their expectations, their long-term, their credit, their bills. Because when a person really want you to know them, they're going to share all that stuff with you, even if it's embarrassing. So once you put the energy and the time and the patience and the understanding as a mature person to understand that person, you don't need to ask them what they bring to the table. You're going to learn and understand that and know. And then from that, you're going to be able to gather whether or not you want to spend the rest of your life with that person, to the point where you don't have to ask that question. Because if you have to ask that person what they bring to the table, then that wasn't the intent that you had with that person. The intent with that person was just what it was. Have fun, go on a few days, hook up, whatever. It's not going to be what you bring to the table. All is 50-50. Let me tell you something. In most relationships, women do most of the heavy lifting in these relationships. Yeah, most time men go to work and they take care of the yard. The woman do everything else, especially when kids are involved. So if a woman do everything else with the house, the cooking, the cleaning, washing the laundry, taking care of the kids, doing the shopping, helping to pay bills, making sure the bills are paid on time, making doctor's appointments, taking children to doctor appointments, also making appointments for the significant other, and all this and that. You want this woman to then turn around and give you 50-50 on bills? 50-50 on bills. That's not a partnership, honey. That's roommate status. We are not together. We are not together. I am single as fuck. I don't know what you are, but me, myself, honey, I am single. I've also had a conversation with a friend where she doesn't want a divorce, but she wants to live separately from her husband, and like certain days or certain time of the weeks or whatever, then, you know, they reside under the same roof, but when they one another needs space, one stays somewhere else and the other one stays somewhere else. And at first I thought about it, I'm like, why? Because that's just more money that's going outside the house, blah, 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 blah. But if you love each other and you know what each other needs and wants, and that's okay with you guys, who am I to tell you that you're stupid and you're crazy? Because clearly if you can afford to take care of two homes, who am I to tell you that that's stupid? As long as the decision that you're making is for the right reason, it's not for you to be living your own life and them living their own life and then y'all pretending like y'all living together. Because if that's the case, it's going to fall apart and you're going to still go through this the same or worse issues living apart. I do think sometimes living apart help people to find themselves. Because if you've been with a person for your whole life and everything that you've ever done giving is to someone else, to the point where you know in reality that you give more to someone else than you give to yourself, sometimes separating yourself and getting space and distancing yourself sometimes is needed for the man as well as for the woman. That's just my humble opinion. Do I think that people should be living in separate homes if they married? No, I don't. But I understand, especially all of the things that I have been through in my life, I understand why some people will do it. And at this stage in my life, I wouldn't take that off the table. As long as we trust each other and I understand, for me, I'm an introvert, right? So there are times where I don't want to be around people. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to have conversations. Even when people call me, sometimes I don't want to talk. Sometimes they'll call and I'll text them back and be like, hey, I'm going to call you later, or I'm busy, or what's going on? I see who you call. It's not that I don't love them. It's not that I don't care. It's just sometimes for me, I'm not in a good space and I need to balance myself. And so those are things that I do to help me. But there are people around me, family and friends, that do not understand that and does not agree with that. And there are times where it bump heads with them because they take that personal. They take that as, I don't want to spend time with them, or I don't want to talk to them, or I don't want to be around them. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me. And if I'm in a good mental and emotional space, I can be an even better person, a better friend, a better lover, a better wife, whatever, coworker, whatever. I can be a better person for you when I'm a better person for myself. And I think many people don't do that for themselves because of confrontation, because of misunderstanding, because of judgment, and just out of fear of losing the people that they love. And I think when you really truly understand and know a person, it's easier to be able to be truthful to yourself as well as the other people around. And when you are able to be comfortable within yourself, with those people that's in your life and space, it makes you much happier. The relationship is much, much healthier. Those are just my opinion. I don't presume to know it all. I'm not a therapist. I'm not God. I'm not a doctor. I don't know everybody, because everybody walk through life differently. Everybody go through things. Everybody process things differently. Everybody read books, and everybody interpretation of that book may be completely different. But this is just my view and my opinion of things. I just think it's 2022 and it's the beginning of 2022. And the fact that the virus is still rumping crazy, just like now people that are testing positive, and they came up with this new virus of the name, and people's like, well, at this point, I just think people making up names. That's bullshit, because you can catch the flu and flu can turn into pneumonia. But now all of a sudden, because it's a virus, people can't catch the flu and the virus at the same time. Why is it that people want things to be the way they see fit? Because they want to go against everything. People just love confrontation. I realized that a long time ago. But after the George Floyd situation, after the Ahmaud Arbery, and just different things that have happened from there, even when you look at the police brutality and defunding the police, different things that have happened have opened my eyes up to realize that this country is a selfish country. And people just love to be confrontational. People just love to fuss and bicker and argue. People love to display unkindness and get mad with you when you choose to display kindness. And then when you decide, you know what, I'm taking that shit the fuck back, because you didn't appreciate it. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn this. So I'm taking it the fuck back. Then people want to fuss and argue because now you got a nasty attitude. You know what? I'm over it. Even when you talk about social media and TikTok and this and that, whatever, people do social media and TikTok so that they can socialize with people, celebrities, people that they don't know, meet new friends, or just try to find a different way to make money. For you to come on these different pages and talk about them, belittle them, and pick arguments, you are an insecure, unhappy person. When people come to this podcast and leave messages to my podcast, it's funny to me. I could take that energy and post what these people say, but I feel like I give them what they want when I do that. So majority of the time, I delete the messages. I block them because I don't have the energy to put forth the bullshit. And that's just the truth of it. People have said, oh, well, I don't think people call it. Okay. You have a right to your opinion. What do I look like debating with stupid people when I can't stand stupidity? So you think and you feel whatever you want to feel. I'm not going to argue with you. My truth is my truth. Your opinion is your opinion. I'm not going to argue with you about what's real and what's not real. And I think that's what most of us have to come to grips with. You either have to come to an understanding, and I'm going to respectfully agree to disagree. But when you become disrespectfully, you know what? My respect is going to be snatched the fuck back. You will not have access to me. I will not allow stupid, ignorant, unkind, ungrateful, unappreciative, selfish, crazy people to have access to me and change my energy and bring nothing but negativeness to me. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I said all that. I'm ending this. You guys, please, the ones that take this very serious and the people that don't, that have a weak immune system or compromised immune system, be mindful of them. Be mindful of these children and these teenagers that are not able to fight off this virus the way some of us are. It is a serious virus. And to everybody come together and just accept the fact that this is bigger than us. And our way of normalcy is probably never going to be the same again. We're going to continue to keep going through this. We're going to continue to keep going through it. My family and the things that we have went through with the COVID and friends and ex-coworkers, the things that they have went through with COVID, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. And I just feel that it's so disrespectful when people make light of it and spread the lies that they spread about it. To me, it's just so offensive to hear the things that people are saying so that they can feel okay with the way they choose to live their life. You don't have to lie and repeat misinformation for you to live your life the way you choose to. Just live it. That's my time, you guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for giving me your ear. Thank you for hitting that listener support button. It means so much to me. It means so much to my daughter. She's sitting here smiling. I ask that you guys continue to come back and support the podcast. Continue to hit that listener support button. It means so much to me. And one more thing before I end this. I can't tell people what to do in their home, in their relationship. But when you're going into a relationship, take the time to actually get to know that person. Take the time to understand and receive that person in their trueness. Allow them the opportunity to be themselves, flawed and all, so that you can get the genuine realness of them. That's my time, you guys. Remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinions dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. Let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Peace, you guys.